This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
This is from the video game.
Oh, okay. I thought it might be. I miss middies. Not like weed middies, but like these, the audio ones.
I thought you were talking about a member of the Ministry of Darkness.
Oh, no, not Midian.
Midian.
Naked Midian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is fun.
What, hearing it like this?
Oh, yeah. It's like the Wii Music Maker.
It's hard to think that they had a game that still had audio like this after Stone Cold came along, but they did.
Yeah.
They had like one more generation of games that still had the middies.
Remember Stone Cold in the, I forgot the game, it was on the N64. His face was kind of mashed.
A lot of them were. Also, the referee shirts didn't have straight stripes because of the blocks. They would kind of go like,
Oh, yeah. Like Mario in Punch Out. He would just walk up, mm-hmm. but he's walking sideways somehow.
Yeah.
And he just raised one arm.
Two dimensions is weird, man.
Yeah. You never saw his from behind or coming toward you?
Couldn't see a bulge or nothing.
Only we'd gotten the Mario Kart could you see him spin around all silly willy.
Yeah.
Nilly willy.
Hell, you couldn't go backwards to Mario 3. That was innovation back in the day. So I can get the coontail and go backwards.
And fly.
I can fly all the way up to the left side of the screen and get that extra man on top of the green pipe.
You got to get your Dave Crockett hat. You can fly.
Somebody sent me this question, and I haven't Googled it, and I wanted just to see if maybe I just don't know.
Okay.
Because sometimes you live in a bubble and you don't know stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you know that in your state, this person doesn't live in South Carolina, did you know in your state that there's an island? First off, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, a few.
This island, only monkeys are allowed to live because they all have herpes B.
Oh, no. I know of an island where a lot of parties happen.
Okay, so now time, probably herpes there as well.
Yeah, lots of herpes there.
Now's the time to then Google it and see the backstory.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I never heard of this before in my whole life.
I know a lot of the barrier islands are just covered with damn alligators, and you wouldn't want to go down there because they are thick with gators on some of the barrier islands.
We all know about Plum Island, what goes on there.
Oh, yes.
Experimental mm-hmm. testing with Lyme disease.
Yes, then weird animals wash up shore. Ashore, you're like, what is that? I don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
See, this is in Florida, what I'm finding. I don't see anything. It's Morgan Island. There it is.
Morgan Island, known as Monkey Island in Beaufort County, South Carolina. It's home to over 4,000 free-ranging rhesus monkeys.
Paige!
What?
That's why I love monkeys. It's where my homeland is.
You didn't know the answer.
They're originally from Puerto Rico, these monkeys.
I never knew that in my whole life. Now I got vacation plans. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what the movie's about, The Myth of the Monkey Man.
Monkey Island.
Somebody's got to run.
Never knew about that in my life. Free-ranging monkeys established in 1979, rather than to, you know, take them alive, kill them.
Yeah, DNR.
You know what this is?
Give them land.
DNR owns and manages it, Fat Boy.
This is Planet of the Apes. They're going to have a Caesar who's in monkey form who's going to run it all.
They're going to go over there. They're going to somehow pick up AI, and then they're going to learn how to drive boats,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to come kill us with herpes.
Could you teach them how to speak? Are they the closest?
Could they teach
to us?
Me? That's the question.
Could they teach you to sound like a monkey? That's really hard to do if you think about it.
You're right. Morgan Island is one of the sea islands. See, now let me click on that. It's a whole new world now.
Yeah, we got
me.
A bunch of sea
I thought
islands.
I knew it all.
There's little islands there.
John's Island.
But that couldn't have been a thing for real long. We would have known about it, right?
It's been since 79. 50 years, 45 years. It's been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're always born.
Wow. That is unbelievable. Now, furthermore, you scroll down on this thing here, and it says in Georgia, gosh, this burping won't stop. In Georgia, there's an island that is inhabited by wild horses. These feral horses and their descendants were said to be left behind by the Carnegie family when they left the land. They just left the horses there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. We got all these people out there that need somewhere to live. We're giving islands to monkeys and horses.
Yeah.
It says there's a spot in Greenville near downtown where goats and elephants live.
That's the zoo. Yeah, they got monkeys there,
it's
too.
It's called the zoo.
At Symang's.
Hey, Joy.
They got, let's see, we share 90% of our DNA with mice, dogs, cattle, and elephants. And then chimpanzees, 98% to 99%.
God.
And then with the
that is close.
The let's see.
Unbelievable, man.
The rhesus monkey, about 93% similar to genetically to humans.
That's why some of y'all got ears like big ears like a monkey. Because we're so closely related.
I mean, this is like it says here on average there's 3,500 of these herpy monkeys running around this island. Do you wear like a suit of armor to go work there? Because monkeys like to hump and also throw pennies at
and
you.
And they steal from tourists in other places. I see videos of it all the time where they steal some lady's handbag.
I got a great.
Take her sunglasses off her head. If you got food, they're going to take it and run away.
I got a great picture or a video on an old phone or a laptop one where I was when I was in Mexico and I was in a monkey cage. You walk in there, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They all hang up on the roof until they see something you want. They want like a hat or a dip bottle in my case. And they grabbed it and ran up. Scurried up to the top.
Where are you supposed to spit?
They were drinking it.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Oh, then they started falling off the ceiling.
Probably.
Oh, no.
But then Monkey Island, or Morgan Island is called now, to shape it up a little bit.
What is the herpes B like the fent? You can't touch it?
I don't know. Like, did they?
Man, I wish they had monkeys at Party Island. They'd be like making lean-tos out of Yeti coolers.
Oh,
building houses out of little
God.
Fireball, little smashed plastic fireball mini bottles.
Fighting red dinks.
It was a uninhibited island until 79. It's so far from the mainland. The location's not good. So a bunch of hippies from South Carolina, evidently, that worked at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. They don't give any respect to the P, though. There were incidences of these free-ranging monkeys escaping, carrying the viral herpes B, which led to outbreaks in the local population of Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So what did we do as good old America in South Carolina? We offered them this island.
Not statehood.
They're herpes monkeys.
Not statehood, just
this
island.
They won't give them the statehood.
No, just this island.
Give them an island.
Here's an experimental island you could test your...
What is... I mean...
Herpes.
Is that not like... At least so far today, the most shocking thing you've heard. I mean, good Lord.
It's high on the list.
I've lived here my whole life. Been to the lower part of the state a whole lot.
I mean, I reacted the same way when I found out there was a secret government facility in Rosman.
It's one of those things they don't particularly publicize, like secret government facilities in Rosman.
Yeah.
But they need something because the whole town is nothing but a school. The entire town is just a school and the school's athletic fields. It's awesome.
Pretty much.
Did you guys know that the largest... This is a text. The largest cat in America lives in Myrtle Beach. Hercules, an adult male liger.
Yeah.
Weighs. Hey, no way.
He lives down at Alligator Adventure Park. I've seen him.
He eats 30 pounds of meat every day.
Good God.
He's a real cat.
Fat Boy does more than that.
Is that a lion tiger mix for
Yeah.
Your book?
Yeah, it lives down at Alligator Adventure, the one that's near the House of Blues, the one that you walked by that night. You and Fortner walked past.
I was hitchhiking.
Yeah. Yeah, the one where Angie Ballard stopped to pick y'all up on the side of the road.
I said, God, I'm so drunk. I thought Angie Ballard just offered to give us a ride.
So she's like, there's a bunch of alligators in there, but there's also a liger in there, like a 1,000-pound cat living in there with them.
So if we'd walked all the way, there could have been a chance Waka Flocka would have said, hey, I can pop this fence here and jump over and get there faster.
Or he would have been riding that liger. Nope. You know he would if he would have made friends with it and ridden it around town.
I would have been fighting off the monkeys.
Yeah, he would have been like He-Man on Battle Cat.
This isn't one of Doc Annals' animals?
No, it isn't.
Kevin?
It's a lot of animal farms up there. There are.
I can't make the picture any bigger, but he's a hoss.
A big cat. If it's the same one, it used to go on like the Tonight Show and stuff.
900.
The one with Jack Hanna?
It says 922 pounds.
I thought that was Libby the liger.
No, he used to go on TV shows with the guy from Alligator Adventure.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I'm trying to see how big his nuts are, but he's kind of covering them up.
Used to me. It might be her.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. I didn't know about the 4,000 monkeys on their own island in South Carolina.
Jeez. We got to stop. We got to stop giving land and stuff to everybody.
Look who's walking them.
Who is it? Hanky Mack.
It's Kevin Annell.
Oh, it is. It is.
Look how Maybe big
it is.
He is.
The one I saw was Alligator Adventure.
Maybe he just runs Monopoly on all petting zoos.
Then again, I was like 12, then that one's probably dead now.
Don't you touch Holly Wild, you son of a bitch.
They can't live like turtles. Yeah. Turtles live like to be 120.
Older than that.
It's the educational moment of the show. Right?
They look like Dookie, too.
Some of you social studies teachers, put that in your curriculum today. or whatever class. What would that be in? What class would they talk about that in? World history?
Maybe.
U.S. history?
Probably. Social studies?
Social studies.
Yeah. Give it to you, son.
Well, they ain't teaching what they ought to be teaching in social studies, are they?
Nothing social about that.
I don't know what they're teaching, but I don't think they are, no.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord. All right. Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
What are we going to listen to next?
Nine's Best Damn Audio, man. We're going to find out about old person names. And not only that, we got just a funny police blooper that could only come from Florida.
Okay. The old person name, though, I have a special connection to this thing.
Okay.
Because I've, not personally, but familial.
Okay.
I'm not saying familiar with the speech impediment. I'm saying familial.
Familial.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that next. Nine's Best Damn Audio. Morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Guys, this is the Rise Guys. Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey yo, hello, you ready to catch a contact? Well then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for Nine's Best Damn Audio. Yo, Nine, hit this, brother.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale.
Thank you. Man.
Thank you.
No, I appreciate you more.
Well, you should show it.
I'll come over and rub your shoulders when I'm done with audio. Do you have an old person name?
I don't think. But, no.
I don't think you do. No, because there's still plenty of kids named Matthew.
Jeremy's not an old person name.
No.
I don't know if kids get named Jeremy. I was kind of thinking it might be now.
Who was the old dude? The first, the old actor that was like the oldest Jeremy that I remember. He was in 80s movies.
Jeremy Irons?
No, but that's one.
Simon Gruber.
I can't think of
it. I don't know.
I got Google here.
But this ultimately has to do with kids being mean, because kids are mean as hell, if y'all ain't aware.
Yep, they are.
They have the capacity to be just mean as hell without really trying to be, just mean. This comes from a mom on TikTok. I think I meant TikTok, but ain't what I said. Her name is Amber, and she's gone viral because her daughter says that's an old person name. She explains.
Oh. Emma.
Hang on, that's the wrong clip.
You son of a bitch.
Hey, man.
I was thinking of Ron Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
My daughter told me the name Ashley or Amanda or my name is Amber are old people names, and I never thought about it this way, but she's like, yeah, my teacher's names are Miss Erica, Miss Samantha, whereas young people names, like my daughter is Scarlett, there's Charlotte's, there's Olivia, there's Penelope's, there's Isabella's, there's Bella's, there's Ella's. Those are young people names. For me, Ashley is always going to be like my friend from elementary, so it just seems like a kid name to me, but it's not. Ashley, Amanda, Amber, all of these names are basically the new Margaret or Barbara.
I think she's got it backwards. I think names like Olivia might tend towards more older.
Well, to our generation, they're grandma names, but nowadays they're little kid names. Because now all the young kids are getting all those names.
It's like fashion. It's what's old is new again.
Yeah.
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 It goes in cycles.
Yeah, I think my name's getting to be an old person name. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not. I don't think as many kids are getting named that now.
I've never heard of anyone named Nine.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
My daughter's name, I didn't like it when her mom first said it. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I associated it with an 80-year-old Sunday school teacher I had.
Yeah.
That's the only association I had with it.
Was that something that kind of, like, a decision that went on for a little bit? Like, a lot of back and forth?
Eventually just act like France. Mm-hmm. Just wave that white flag. Stink real bad. Hey, Looney Tunes, you did it to me.
Man, it has been a long time. We don't do this on this show, but I'm going to do this one because this one's different. It's been a long time since we played any audio from American Idol on this program. I mean, well over a decade.
Boy, I bet I know why, but I'm not going to ruin it.
No, you can say. Why do you think?
Because I saw a news story that said a very famous country singer's granddaughter.
Exactly. Her name's Emmy Russell. She's Loretta Lynn's granddaughter.
Oh.
She impressed all the judges on American Idol. She did an original song called Skinny. And we got a little audio of her doing that, just because it's Loretta's granddaughter.
Growing up, I sang on the road with my grandma's a country singer, so I kind of grew up like
singing. Who was your grandma?
Loretta Lynn.
Well,
your grandma is what?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
These oversized T-shirts don't work like they used to. Sleeping on scales, it's just what I'm used to. Haven't eaten in days. God, I hate how you made me.
You are going to
Hollywood.
I'd rather go to Dollywood.
All right, the fact that she would even have to go on that show.
The fact that they acted like they didn't know.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's one of those songs where somebody's just hitting the same two keys over and over and over.
Somebody was
over,
smart. They would over. Start a restaurant called Fish City. Hire her.
Or Fist. Her new album should be called Great Great Granddaughter of a Coal Miner.
I gotta share this. You say,
I'm proud to be a coal miner's great great granddaughter.
You say Fish City, man. I watched another video yesterday of a guy in Japan going on a date with his woman, and they went to a restaurant where you go in and you catch the fish you eat.
Oh.
They have all these ponds and rods and stuff, and they give you bait and an appetizer when you sit down. You go catch your dinner.
I would never go eat there with you, Jim.
We'd never be starved to death, man.
We've never caught a fish together in our lives.
Only he catch dips, a buzz.
He dips one in and catches a big flounder right off the bat. Like in seconds, he catches a flounder.
They probably starve the fish.
Now imagine they keep them hungry, yeah.
Yeah.
They're ready to eat, so you can eat them.
Plus,
it's cool, though.
They eat dead skin.
This is a redneck's dream here.
Oh, yeah. Those are the fish?
I think they do that in Japan a lot. The little bitty fish.
Oh, yeah.
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 Little
piranhas.
If they're in that pool, then I wouldn't eat that fish.
What if he accidentally hooked the mermaid who's swimming around in there?
Yeah, it'd be her. Yeah, I think you can. They'd have some sharks swimming around in there, but I don't think you can eat them.
That's some dead skin on my crack. Let me sit down in here.
This next clip is an interesting clip. It's a blast from the past.
That was it?
No. That was me turning the volume back up after I made sure the right one was queued up. Think about the way, teenagers use phones now versus back when we were younger. And then think all the way back to what you know about 1950s stereotypes and TV and stuff. This comes from public television in 1957. It's a mom talking to her daughter about when the boys start calling the house. Mm. It's 1957 mom advice to her daughter.
I know how it is. Before long, you'll be able to talk like the wind with any boy who calls you up. Now, believe me, you will. Right now, while you're becoming an adult, you know. The thing to do if you're worried about this phone business is to try to think of a way of getting the better of it.
Oh, what sort of way?
Well, why don't you pretend that whoever calls you is Tom? Have the feeling that you're talking to your brother.
I don't think that would work. I just run out of words again.
Oh, well, it may not work, but there's no harm in trying, is there?
Nobody's going to call me up anyway.
God. How far do you think they went back then? Like on a date?
You get the impression they were courting in a parlor, but the moms and dads were really pushing the girls to impress a boy. You got to lock down a guy. So they had to be doing more than that to try to lock this dude down.
It's true. Like, I wasn't aware till maybe around Christmas time somebody was telling me, like, a quinceañera is basically you are as a family are announcing your daughter has now started her menstrual cycle and is interested in dating.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, that's what it is. It's a presentation. She is ready for dating.
Okay. Coming of age rituals usually have something to do with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they would.
That's kind of like a debutante that's presenting into society and ready for you to get your MRS degree.
It sounds like an auction. It sounds like you're treating girls and women like they're pieces of property.
Kind of, yeah.
And if you don't get married, you're an old maid. It's terrible.
I'm an old butler.
Yeah. Speaking of that, that's a great transition.
Call me Joffrey from now.
That's a great transition into the clip that almost got dropped. A woman in Baltimore recently turned 109 years old.
Damn.
I don't want that.
We have, her name is Jenny Libertini. We have some of her friends talking about her big birthday, talking about some of the things she loves doing and things that may be her secret to a long life. It plays into just what y'all were talking about. Here's Jenny's friends talking about the secrets of living to be 109.
She's friends with everyone. She's the sweetest little thing since she came. She knows exactly what she wants to eat, and she'll only eat what she exactly wants to eat.
She's been without a man. She's been divorced probably for 80 years. No stress.
Jesus.
Man, oh man.
She thinks one of her secrets to long life is being divorced for the last 80 years.
Being by herself.
Yeah.
Well, then she's not unhappy, maybe.
Not because anybody else is doing. Mm. Yeah. And finally, we have one more clip. This one happened back in November. It's a cop on the Florida Panhandle. He had a guy handcuffed in the back of his squad car.
Oh, yeah.
He's standing next to it. He thought the guy fired a shot at him. That's not what happened. See if you can hear
it. Had a biscuit.
He farted.
No. Here you go. I'll just play the clip and then explain and play it again.
Just fired! Just fired! Just fired!
Jesus.
Oh, I'm hit.
What?
I'm hit. In the car. I was shot through the car. Oh.
It might have hit my vest. I don't know. But I don't know. It felt like it. Dude, am I hit?
See, you know what happened to start all that?
Was it fireworks or something?
An acorn fell on the roof of the car, and he thought it was a gunshot from inside the car. And he really thought he got shot by an acorn, too, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he kept saying he was hit. So then the cop and his partner both unload into the car and somehow did not hit the guy who's handcuffed in the back seat.
Holy crap.
They both completely unloaded into the back seat, did not hit the dude who was restrained in the back seat, somehow missed him entirely with every shot.
I got a feeling that cop went to high school till he was 21. You know what I'm saying?
You want to hear it again? It's yes. Wild.
Just fire! Just fire! Just fire!
He sounds like Bangle.
Well, they were doing it in like in sync.
Yeah, they don't know that.
What? Get out of that! In the car! I shot through the car! Oh!
It might have hit my vest. I don't know. But I don't know. It felt like it.
Sounds like Bobcat's his partner.
Shakes the clouds.
Is this, Police Academy 6, 7, whatever number it would be?
When it starts, I play the very beginning because he sounds like one of the characters in Reno 911. Listen.
Just fire!
He sounds like
just
Dangle.
Fire.
Dangle.
Yeah, that's Dangle going shot.
Thomas Lennon.
Yeah, it is. It totally sounds like Dangle.
Just shoot that tree down now.
But no, that really happened.
Put your branches behind your back.
And thankfully, they somehow missed the dude with like 20 plus shots at close range while he's handcuffed in the backseat of the car they're shooting into.
Good Lord.
I'm sure they all had a laugh about it.
I don't know. Somebody did.
That guy's attorney probably.
Yeah.
You shot my guy 20 times and he ain't dead.
They didn't hit him, though.
They didn't hit him once, man. Not even a scratch on him.
He's probably doing this.
I wonder if they have to pay for the service vehicle or the repairs.
Probably not.
They'll sell it at auction. You can buy a Crown Vic with a bunch of bullet holes in it.
It would probably sell for more.
Yeah. Somebody pay extra for it in that case. Anyway, I'm 9. That's my best damn audio.
Thank you.
Somebody making the Sweethearts car with bullet holes in it. Hey, man.
Right. That's my signature on the bottom, in bullets. It's like my burn can. Jethro shot Matt into the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now when I burn a fire, it glows Matt. It's so...
That's
like
great.
Dick Tracy or whatever.
I want to put a note on there for anybody that drives by. Like, I didn't make this myself. I'm not that neurotic or full of myself. I want you to see my name. It's like, why didn't you put the H-E-W on there? You ran out of bullets.
Yeah.
It's got Matt. That's cool, though. I love it. Thank you, 9.
That was me.
For 9.
Paige, fat 9.
What's up in the Plex?
Well, you may love surround Sam, but get ready for Smell-O-Vision. I'll tell you all about that next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
Oh, they're going to make another Willy Wonka. This time he's going through puberty.
Oh, Lord.
Well, they've done the old man version, and I never watched the other one. The
it's
new
not
one
bad.
With Oliphant, is that who it is?
Oh, Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah. Yes. Sounds like a ladies' hip hop band from the 90s.
The campfire scene at Blazing Saddles won't be so funny now.
Are you going to see Timothée Chalamet? They're going to be at the PNC Pavilion this weekend.
Nope.
All right. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
yes! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others, but none of them hold a flame to 9 and Matt Man and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good every morning.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And if you would love to have Smell-O-Vision in your home, there's a game scent device that uses AI to release video game smells into your home. It's the newest thing ever.
It's the newest thing ever.
Yeah.
Sounds awful. This is already going to smell like pee and Mountain Dew.
So this game scent thing is currently compatible with all consoles, PC, VR, and streaming platforms. And, of course, this technology... is a process of real-time audio cues, and the odors are meant to make the video games or movies more immersive.
Maybe I don't want to know what the Mushroom Kingdom smells like.
Because
either way, it ain't going to be good.
You don't think if you could smell the whole thing, it would elevate your game and the experience would be more exciting and memorable than ever before?
No, man, because...
You don't want to smell Earthworm Jim's farts?
Watch him jump rope.
You don't want to play Booger Man now?
You don't want to unleash the smells.
Well, you don't want to smell the rotting zombies you're shooting at.
Gunfire explosions, the forest.
The Hershey Highway.
Clean air, level. Storms, racing cars.
It's in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Plus, if you play GTA, it's just going to be a bunch of burning tires.
Campfires and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
That's club? Red Dead, yeah.
What would the strip club smell like?
Oh, Lord.
Now, I've been to plenty. I don't want to know.
What's that part of the hospital is going to smell like down the road later?
Yeah.
Smell Chop taking a dump. If he's in all the games or not.
He should be back in all of them now. They didn't have dogs now.
What about Red Dead? Everybody's going to stink. It's the Wild West.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You just smell smoldering campfires the whole time.
And manure.
Something burning in there.
And you go around slaughtering animals all over the countryside. You're going to smell them too.
When you get the HJ in the bathtub, you're not going to smell bath bombs.
No. It just vibrates the controller.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you keep going back and forth.
Once you run out, you can, of course, get a refillable cartridge being sold separately.
It's like you're not out of glue yet, cowboy. You back for more?
More scents on the way is blood, ocean, sports arena, and fresh cut grass.
Good
coming
Lord
soon.
God.
Oh, you said cut. Sorry. That would smell good. Grass smells good.
Yeah, but this is what ultimately is going to keep people inside forever.
Yeah.
I mean, with the goggles on and the smells, like, they're going to stay in that world.
In all seriousness, you shouldn't be able to find out what a strip club smells like without actually going to one.
That's true.
You should have to actually go to one to find out about
it. Once you do, you can't forget. Without,
yeah.
It's an experience you'll likely regret.
But maybe. Probably.
I hate them.
I don't like them.
They're so polarizing. I don't understand how.
It's fine if you want to go. I just don't want to go.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, I just don't want to go. But you have fun.
Like, people that don't like them like to test them like the worst things ever.
Oh, no, there's worse.
There's way worse. I just don't like
that's it. That's the one thing I stuck to my word with in radio that I said I'd never do an appearance there, and it wasn't because of the girls or the people who went there. I just didn't want to run into my dad. No, I didn't want to. I had a baby girl at home at the time. I was not that anything's wrong with it. I was just like, that. Something about it, I'm just not going to do it. And Nine took them all.
I did a bunch of them back in the day.
Hell did all of them.
Yeah.
You'd stay there all night long, come into work the next morning.
Monday night
football.
Thinking
you were going to be sick.
Sometimes.
25-cent wings.
But then after you do a few, you're like, I'm just going to go home and catch a nap.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was back in the day when wings were 25 cents.
Sorry, not anymore.
They're $1 a piece at least now.
God, what does a lap dance cost now?
No idea. Probably still the same price because you got to think like.
It's like weed.
You still hear about, the entry price there starts at $40. And drug prices are the same, but everything else is through the roof.
I'd have to lose weight to get a lab dance.
I think drugs
to get in the strip club now?
No. I think, like, you know, I was talking about, like, imagine lap dances are the same because drugs and hookers are the same price. So
gotcha.
I bet lap dances fall in line with all
they
that stuff.
They haven't seen inflation really yet.
Yeah. Some things are inflation-proof. For some reason, drugs and sex workers are inflation-proof.
Eventually, real flour will be more expensive than cocaine.
Yeah.
Probably.
It has gone up 27 cents at one retailer.
Mm-hmm. You got your Dixie Crystal meth over there, don't you?
It's funny you mention that because I saw somebody say, don't buy flour. I got a recipe you can use. You don't have to get flour anymore. Not self-rising flour, at least. You can use some baking soda. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, you're trying to cut corners.
That's really not going to.
His biscuits look pretty good, the picture I saw.
It's going to be a little flat.
They look good as hell. Mm-hmm.
Look like my grandma's heels.
Nice and flaky.
Kellogg's had a tip. Feed your kids cereal for dinner, and some people didn't like it. Is it just a money grab, or do you think they actually think that's okay advice? And the CEO of Kellogg's.
I have audio from this guy.
Is catching heat.
This is a little bit Gary Pilnick.
Some of the things that we're doing is first messaging. We got to reach the consumer where they are. So we're advertising about cereal for dinner. If you think about the cost of cereal for a family versus what they might otherwise do, that's going to be much more affordable. The price of a bowl of cereal with milk and with fruit is less than $1. So you can imagine why a consumer under pressure might find that to be a good place to go.
He is way off.
Nah, man, mine is. I ate bran flakes, though. I ate plain store brand Bran Flakes.
But you go to like,
they ain't Kellogg though.
You go to like fun or not? You go to interesting grocery stores.
I go to Aldi, get my Aldi store brand Bran Flakes.
Okay.
Yeah,
but you guys are some of the liquidator ones.
Yeah, right? I go to. Well, I haven't been in a while, but there's the one I like. I ain't saying where it is.
It's your honey hole.
You don't give up the honey hole.
Yeah.
It ain't the one behind the fence. It's the other one.
That one's pretty packed.
Yeah, it is.
He's got a pallet of flour at home if you need some.
But I don't eat my Bran Flakes for dinner though. Usually, it's usually something I eat early in the morning before I come here.
I've never been a cereal person. Never like eating it with milk. Yeah. I would eat the hell out of Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Like just eating them.
Yeah, but I just think like this dude's catching hell because he's like, well, think about it. It's really affordable. Just feed the family cereal.
Buy more of our product.
Because you can't afford meat and vegetables, can you?
But Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks, what they're saying, aren't exactly healthy foods.
No, even if they're fortified.
And Frosted Flakes for supper might be, you know. Might land the wrong way with some consumers.
Pasteurized milk, guys.
Yeah.
Put the toys in there like you used to. Make it fun.
Drink your milk like you have your sex. Raw.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
But as kids, I used to think it was great when we got breakfast for supper.
But breakfast was, you're talking about eggs and meat and maybe pancakes, not cereal.
No, I would think.
My daddy would have divorced my mama.
What's wrong? Are you
cereal
sick,
for
Mom?
Dinner. Actually, that's a sin. He wouldn't do that. They'd live apart, but in the
You're not a cereal man?
It's fine if you want to eat cereal for dinner, but you shouldn't have to save money.
He ate brains and eggs.
Yeah.
Cow brains.
Yeah. Ooh. I bet he liked the canned sausage, too. This stuff's delicious if you eat it.
It's probably from when he was in high school at my grandma's house. He moved away 30 years later. There, it all still sat.
It's just hard to look at, but it's delicious.
The label, it's like when local, I have to say this because I love mom and pop restaurants, but when you do your TV commercials, take better pictures of your food.
Yeah.
I've been to some of your restaurants. I see your locally produced TV commercials. Looks like slop. Invest in better pictures.
Yes. I agree with that.
Because if it looks, the sausage you're saying in the can might taste great.
Yeah.
It was the label.
The picture on the label looks as bad.
Burnt?
It's the same one, too.
Gross.
It's that plain old white label.
Yeah.
Like the white label just looks old school, be it on pizza Pringles or cans of sausage or whatever. It just looks so old.
The Chinese restaurant we would go to back in the day where the menu board was so...
it was yellow.
Yellow from the lighting and everything. You could, and all the food.
I can show
you
two of those now.
It had been in there since people smoked, chain smoked in the restaurant all day and all night.
If it was on there with just the prices and the menu items, all right, fine. Yeah. But when the chicken chow mein is like orange chicken looking, it looks like somebody sit there and hit cigarettes all day.
Like you're lucky you already know what General TSO's chicken looks like.
Because
I looked at the menu, I couldn't tell.
That's General Transparent Orchestra.
Yeah, that guy died. You see that?
Did.
Yeah, rest in peace, General So.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. All right, now I got to put on my glasses.
Oh, no.
Get all
getting serious.
And everything serious. Now. When we come back, a brand new Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mystery. The one from last week, we never got to because we had a bunch of good just kind of spur of the moment calls and stuff were coming in about various things. Right now, and the whole world kind of jokes about it, that America is falling apart, like all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But why? Why is it? Because when you sit down and you talk to people, you find you're like, God, man, I don't feel that way. I don't know anybody that feels that way. Why do we feel that way? What are these agitations about?
Oh, this is interesting already.
Why do they want America to be the melting pot?
Why?
Pot's full, brother.
Why was what we're reading in the news right now talked about in the 1960s?
Why? Wow.
And is now coming to pass.
Why?
Well, I don't answer them like you do with headlines, Paige. I'm going to come back and blow your mind.
Okay.
Ooh. Only your mind.
Mind blown. Okay.
Make that be
That's
known.
That's fine.
All right. Morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.